from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Brace yourselves, Miami. Ben Volen is going to join us in the 3 o'clock hour. He kind of picked a fight again with Dolphins fans. Did you see what he did? You know, this whole Tua, Brian Flores, Levitard show situation. Volen took the unpopular Miami opinion of like, hey, Flo really wasn't that wrong. And he's a better coach than Mike McDaniel. Like Volen can lean into that heel role well. Here's what I think, though, in all honesty. People always go, why do you have him on? He doesn't cover the NFL very well for the Boston Globe, and just because he doesn't fawn all over the Dolphins doesn't mean that I don't enjoy talking football with him.
I love Ben Volen, and by the way, I don't think his take on Flores is as outlandish as Dolphins fans are kind of making it out to seem, because even Chris Perkins from the Sun Sentinel had a similar take.
Kirk kind of backed off it, though. He kind of backtracked.
He did backtrack because of, I believe, just like the anger he got via social media. I do think Mike McDaniel's a better coach. I want to get that out of the way. But the way we felt, I remember doing the show, the way we felt the day Brian Flores was fired was
shock and awe. But now that we have the context behind it, get along with Chris Greer, play the game, essentially, that Stephen Ross wanted him to play and was an impediment to Tua's success. Like, he absolutely should have been fired.
Agreed 100%. Yeah. I just think right now it's easy for Dolphins fans to say he was a terrible coach. He was the worst thing that ever happened. He's one of the worst head coaches of all time.
I think what we do now is say he was bad for Tua.
Yes.
And bad to Tua. And now Tua has confirmed that. But here's what I think. I think Ben Volen just approaches it in a different way than we do, because he covered Bill Belichick for years. Bill Belichick treated people that way. So it wasn't that shocking to Ben Volen, because he had experienced that for years covering the Patriots. And obviously we know Brian Flores was a disciple of that. So if you look at, you know, Bill Belichick's text history, I bet he's told plenty of football players they suck. But this was a different situation because it was our guy. We liked him better than Brian Flores. And it almost seems now, in hindsight, that Brian Flores was almost actively working against Tua's success. And I find that unconscionable from a head coach. And Flo kind of apologized for it. you know, saying that certainly wasn't my intention.
With all that being said, Ben Volen was astronomically wrong about Mac Jones being better than Tua Tagovailoa, which he doubled down on this show several times, and he needs to answer for those crimes, Hawk. He needs to answer for them.
Unquestionably. I'm with you.
So I expect you to put him on trial today. I'll sit back and watch.
I will give him the third degree. Guy's going to get grilled. Did you write a few questions for Volen, Jimmy?
No, I did it.
All right. What do we do? What are we doing with you? You prep for any of the guests or anything? How often are we using you in our show prep per se? What's your average? Like, what'd you do today to make the show better, Jimmy? You know, in advance of the show.
Not much.
Not much. Okay.
Probably get the music.
Right. Okay. There you go. Yeah. You don't want to answer, you know, to the guy who's in charge. Well, not much. Like, come up with something. You know, it's like The Office. You know, you moved over 1 billion units of inventory, and he was just talking about pieces of paper. Yeah. Come up with something. Yeah. What do you normally do on a given day? Like, what time do you start thinking about this show?
Well, when I leave the studio and when I wake up.
There you go. See, that's a good answer. So really, you're thinking about the show at all times.
Yes.
And how it can be better.
10 times better.
All right. All right. Well, let's start with 1 times better. Let's just get 1 time better, and then we'll just take gradual steps. Just saying. What time do you start thinking about the show, Salah?
What time I get in today, Jimmy? Like 1:58? Yeah, right around there, 1:58.
Anyway, you got NFL football tonight, preseason, of course, and then the Dolphins have their final preseason game tomorrow in Tampa. Let me read you this, and this will be our training camp report. There's really no training camp anymore, but it's sponsored by Miami-Dade County Public Schools Technical Colleges. Are you ready to level up your career game? MDCPS Technical Colleges have got you covered. Choose from tons of programs, learn from top-notch certified instructors, and get real-world experience. And the best part, you can graduate debt-free in just 1 to 2 years. You ready to make the move? Log on to careerinayear.com or call 305-558-8000. MDCPS Technical Colleges, your best choice for a brighter future. Here is what David Fiorones wrote in the Sun Sentinel about the Dolphins' backup quarterback situation. Because I think that's really the only juicy narrative. Like, okay, is the offensive line going to be good? But that's not juicy.
It's the only thing that can be decided tomorrow. Because offensive line...
You're 100% right. Not only can it be decided tomorrow, it will be decided tomorrow.
Correct.
If it hasn't already been decided.
Offensive line, I mean, Isaiah Wynn hasn't been healthy, so like you just don't know. Is Aaron Brewer going to be back by week 1? You don't know. I mean, there's so many different machinations that go into it. Health is kind of the looming question around all these position battles. I guess like Jeff Wilson Jr., is he going to make the team? My guess would be yes. Like there's some small battles that we can point to and say who will make the cut, who won't. But as far as like, battle on the line come tomorrow when you snap that pigskin. It's the backup quarterback battle. It's the only one.
This is what David Fiorones writes. It's time for the Miami Dolphins backup quarterbacks, Mike White and Skylar Thompson, to settle who wins the number 2 role in 2024. Wednesday's joint practice with the Buccaneers marks the end of training camp practices. What's left is Friday's preseason finale against those Buccaneers, and that will serve as the final statement for each in the battle to be the backup for starter Tua Tagovailoa. It was a rematch of the 2023 training camp, which was a competition Mike White won. With Tua healthy all season, White was his backup every week. Thompson was relegated to the emergency number 3 quarterback, inactive in all 18 games, including the playoff loss. The competition was reopened ahead of this season. David Fiorones writes, we felt there's 2 guys that know the offense. This is Mike McDaniel speaking, and have shown they're capable of executing, and I don't need to see them throw to wide open receivers. He said, I need to see them handle things to earn the respect and regard of their teammates by the way they handle things and find ways to do positive things for their job in the midst of turmoil. Tua had a big day of work Wednesday at the Buccaneers training facility with Thompson and White splitting backup reps. McDaniel said some starters will play in Friday's preseason game, but it doesn't seem Tua will need any more action in the finale. McDaniel has tested White by consistently putting him behind Thompson in the first two exhibitions. In the preseason opener against the Falcons, Thompson started, White got the second half. When Tua got a series against the Washington Commanders Saturday, Thompson was the first backup, White wrapped up the night. Mike White speaks on it in this column here by David Furonis. Thompson says he feels he has indeed grown in his third NFL season. He was drafted in the seventh round of 2022, blah, blah, blah. Neither Thompson nor White are making Friday's preseason game more than it needs to be. Skyler says, I'm approaching it just like I have the last two games. It's no different. It's what's next. Whatever's at stake for the day, I'm going to attack the day and win the day, whatever that day consists of. I'm just making the most of your opportunities and being a great teammate on top of all that. Mike White said, if you start thinking one practice is more important than the other or one week is more important than the other, you start to get out of your mental state. You start to worry about the wrong things, and then it starts to show on the field. No, I'm going to approach this thing the same way I've approached it from day one out there. I'm just doing my job, just go through my reads, do my footwork, and all that good stuff that we talk about and just play ball. And then David Furonis writes at the end here, one reason Skylar Thompson has gotten the reps with the second team ahead of White is to switch up the team's routine. It affords coaches a chance to see Thompson in that light as opposed to how he normally handles the scout team in season. And then finally, if the Dolphins ultimately choose Skylar Thompson as Tua's backup, making White the third quarterback, the team may consider the $3.5 million it stands to save toward the salary cap by releasing.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whoops. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the gel flex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or draft pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
Mike White. So, you know, I think they're pretty even so far. Again, I would lean towards Mike White just based on experience, but there's also the financial ramifications of, you know, $3.5 million to save against the salary cap. So
it's what I kind of initially took as, well, what are we doing here? Like, if Mike White hasn't been able to beat out Skylar Thompson and he's making $3.5 million per year, and Skylar Thompson's making significantly less, and the Dolphins could use some upgrades especially in the offensive line. There's some other areas of concern as well. Like, what are we doing? Why are we spinning our wheels here?
Well, maybe
Mike
he
White?
Has beat him out.
Maybe.
We just don't know.
Yeah.
Maybe he has beat him out in Mike McDaniel's mind.
But maybe, but based on everything we've read from all the reporters who are out there every single day, Joe Schad, Adam Beasley, Omar Kelly, all those guys, David Fiorones, I mean, he has not performed well during practices. He has not performed better than Skylar Thompson during practices, and he sure as hell didn't perform better in the two preseason games that we saw or gave you any indication that he's won the battle comfortably. So, again, I'm not telling you I think it's going to be Skylar over Mike White, and I don't even know for sure who's the better option. I don't know. Like, to me, they're both just backup quarterbacks. But if you could save $3.5 million by moving on from a guy that couldn't beat out Skylar Thompson for the backup quarterback job
well,
when he already
he
had
it? He did beat him out last year. He beat him out last season. They've had one backup QB battle, and he beat him out last season. So he's the incumbent.
He is the incumbent, but year two within this offense, like, shouldn't you have a better grasp of it already? Shouldn't you be the
but
guy
again,
that
you
they brought you in?
You don't know that he doesn't.
For?
That's what I'm saying. You don't know that he doesn't.
Yeah,
Mike McDaniel has been coy the whole time. Like, Mike McDaniel could be saying in the coaches' meetings, yeah, Mike White's head and shoulders above Skylar Thompson right now, but let's continue to give them both play because we'd love to have Skylar as the third quarterback. You just don't know.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them... Yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center... Keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.